The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard on corners in town, like a cancer that's silently spreading. There's an unspoken fear we're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. As liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stattmiller, with you on this Friday, a foggy Friday here in Central Texas. It is the 2nd of December already, only 23 more shopping days to Christmas. But of course, you blew your budget out on Black Friday last week, didn't you?
Yeah.
You did. Man, I swear to God, this morning, folks, I wake up and I hit the direct news channel, and there's 10 news channels, and I'm flipping through them. I'm watching Fox News, and there's two guys rappelling down a high-rise. I flip over to another channel. They're talking about some nonsensical, non-national news interest story. I kept going through all the channels, and I thought to myself, wait a minute. Where am I? Who am I? Where did I wake up? Is this really me? So I just dropped in to see what condition my condition was in, and I thought it was going through a nightmare. You know, I thought for just a nanosecond that there is no banking crisis. There is not 20%+. And watching the news channels, oh, we've added 120,000 new jobs. Yeah, part-time Christmas jobs. Everybody else is laying off for a nanosecond, for just a nanosecond. I allowed myself the luxury of letting my mind wander, and I thought that it was all just a nightmare. And then before I could take my third breath, I went, whoa. So I'm just sitting there, and I'm just channel surfing these news channels, and you'd swear to God that everything is right with the world. You would have thought that there's nothing going on. There's nothing wrong. Everything is just fine and dandy. The Dow is up over 12,000. Yes, we added 120,000 new jobs, seasonal. And then they came out with the unemployment. Oh, well, it's below 9%. No, it's not. Because what they have not counted on, these are the people that have lost their unemployment benefits. These are the people that have given up hope of finding a job. These are the people that were working two part-time jobs to try to supplement the 40 hours, the job that they used to have. You know, working for a company with benefits and, you know, the regular stuff. I thought I woke up, and it was all just a nightmare. Well, it's a waking nightmare. Never fear, folks. It's all screwed up. But we're going to try to make some sense of it all and trying to keep people calm. You know, I get this funny feeling that half the population of this country is ready to go postal or just hang themselves. But you wouldn't have known that if you were watching your morning snooze. And I like how they're all sitting on couches now. Oh, by the way, I got to mention what I was witnessing on MSNBC. Just absolute croak programming.
Did you know that the water you're drinking may contain over 2,000 different contaminants? From hormone-disrupting and mind-altering chemicals like fluoride in pharmaceuticals to newly emerging contaminants like radiation and other hybrid chemicals that water treatment plants don't screen out of our drinking water. PureEffectFilters.com has a breakthrough filter solution to effectively reduce the widest range of such contaminants, including the radiation coming from the Fukushima disaster. In addition, the filters will also revitalize your water by releasing natural minerals and electrolytes while increasing pH and antioxidant levels. Safeguard and revitalize your drinking water today with a breakthrough PureEffect water filter system. Visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more. Or contact us today at 1-888-891-4821. That's 1-888-891-4821. Call now and take one of the most important steps you'll take to a healthier future.
Gas, bloating, indigestion, constipation that comes and goes. If you're not having normal bowel movements every day, you can suffer from a buildup of toxins that cause upset stomach, constipation, excess gas, or intestinal discomfort. Plus, you could be holding up to 4.5 pounds of fecal waste if you're going to the bathroom only once a day. Even more unwanted weight if you're going less often. But now there's ColonFlow. Non-prescription ColonFlow is scientifically formulated with key ingredients to help restore normal bowel function. And you're eligible to try it free for 30 days. We're looking for participants to receive a free 30-day trial, so call immediately. All-natural ColonFlow works gently with your body to eliminate toxic waste and maintain your regularity. Colon Flow is being released to the general public, and your area has been selected to try it right now for free. Call immediately to find out how to receive your free 30-day trial. Phone lines are open now.
Call 888-446-3902. That's 888-446-3902.
Berkey purification systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkeys are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
All right. The new kid in town, Newt Gingrich. I'll roll around to this character here in a few minutes. John Stewart, a couple of months ago. Why am I getting all that noise? Can you hear that? Just in my head? Ooh, maybe I didn't fully wake up from the waking nightmare this morning. At any rate, this was done a little while ago after the Iowa Ames poll. Ron Paul showed up, I think, number one in Ohio straw poll. And there's a reason why I want to play this clip for you, because John Stewart, and this is the expletives have been edited out. You know, I mean, this doesn't this show run on Comedy Central? Is this a pay-per-view channel where it's rated whatever? I've noticed other programming, little side note here, that's being played on different channels that, well, it wouldn't have been a big deal if your kid was channel surfing, and now, you may want to go in there if you've not been paying attention to what your child's been eating or hearing or watching or whatever. You may want to start paying attention to what the kid is hearing on heretofore what I would call maybe not theme-wise family entertainment, but they've got stuff in there now that you do not want your kids hearing or watching. So a word of caution to you parents out there. But this is the sanitized version of John Stewart, and he was talking about Ron Paul.
Turek remains the prime terrorist target.
What the hell is that?
Said at least 13 terrorist plots have been targeted.
What is that? That's not me talking. Well, I know it's me talking. I recognize my own voice. Where the hell is this
confidential
coming?
Politics.
There we go.
Shake up in Republican Village. New candidates in, old candidates out, losing candidates winning, crazy candidates saying, and it all happened here. Ames, Iowa, founded in 1632 by Willie Ames. Yes. Once again, Ames, Iowa in the spotlight as the results of the 2011 Iowa straw poll are in.
With 16,892 Iowans voting, the winner of the 2011 Iowa straw poll is Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann.
Whoa, there you go! I see we have a lot of Pawlenty supporters in the audience this evening. Bachmann wins! The eyes, or shall I say, the crazy eyes have it. Michelle Bachmann's 4,823 votes narrowly clipping Ron Paul with 4,671. No one else even close. Exciting victory. And looking for someone to throw cold water on it in 3, 2, boom! Former George Bush strategist Matthew Dowd.
Ames has never had a history of picking winners, but they've definitely had a history of picking losers.
And they picked you, Michelle Bachmann of Minnesota. So you won. But what of the actual losers of the poll? They must be celebrating they're not winning.
We needed to get some lift to continue on and to have a pathway forward. That didn't happen, so I'm announcing this morning on your show that I'm going to be ending my campaign for president.
Here's the problem with that guy in Iowa. Anytime he's around, you cannot operate heavy farm machinery. Sir, stop talking. I have to work my crops. So the Republicans move into the fall with Michelle Bachmann, the big story. What was that? That laugh so familiar, so regional. I can't place it. It can't be. He's not eligible to run again.
I declare to you today as a candidate for president of the United States.
Sometimes it kind of takes me a while to get into something like this presidential race, but let me tell you, when I'm in all the way.
Why would the Josh Brolin character from W be running for president? What? That's a real guy? No. I interviewed him? Oh. Three-term Texas governor. Well, I'm sure I'm overreacting. Two Texas governors who sort of sound alike. How similar could they be?
They're two guys from West Texas.
Same kind of ideology, same Texas boots.
Both have ranches.
Similar mannerisms.
Some of that West Texas swagger.
Former Air Force pilot and father of two.
Met his wife in elementary school.
Rick Perry holds a day of prayer.
He carries a pistol with him, laser-fired pistol.
He is George Bush on steroids.
No! No, he's not! He's not George Bush on steroids! Rick Perry is what happens if Lex Luthor distilled down George Bush essence in a laboratory and crossed it with gunpowder and semen from the finest thoroughbred in Lubbock, and then strapped that concoction onto a nuclear missile and shot it into the sun, and then waited until one day on the anniversary of the Alamo, a solar flare, yada, 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 Rick Perry! How do I know that this creature is George Bush plus plus? Oh, I'll tell you how I know.
He's a man of trust in his family. His father-in-law did his vasectomy.
Oh, that means no more little Ricky Perry is running around, I suppose.
And may I remind you, his father-in-law is not a doctor. Just one of these.
Hold still, Rick. Which one you want vasectomied first?
So now with Pawlenty dropping out, Rick Perry dropping in, and Michelle Bachmann and Ron Paul dominating the Ames straw poll, we got ourselves a race.
We have a top tier. It is Mitt Romney, Rick Perry, and Michelle Bachmann.
We have a new top tier, and it's Perry,
Mitt Romney and Bachman.
There's now a top tier in this race, at least for now, of Romney, Perry, and Bachman.
I mean, I think that's fair to say.
Really fair to say? You're not forgetting, I don't know, anyone, say, an ideologically consistent 12-term congressman who came within less than 200 votes of winning the straw poll? Isn't anyone going to give that gentleman a little love?
There's a top tier now of Bachman and Perry and Romney, and, you know, we haven't mentioned, and we should.
Thank you.
We haven't mentioned, and we should, Rick Santorum, who did really surprisingly well for the amount of money and resources he had.
Rick Santorum? He didn't get half of what Ron Paul got. He lost to the guy who lost so bad he dropped out of the race. Santorum?
We're looking at Mitt Romney, who continues to be the front runner, but we have Rick Perry as well, and now Michelle Bachman. Let's not count out John Huntsman, though.
What? John Huntsman? Huntsman got 69 votes. If all of John Huntsman's supporters met at the same Ames, Iowa Quiznos, the fire marshal would say, yeah, that's fine, no problem. There's still some tables open in the back. Huntsman was the only Mormon running in the straw poll, and he came in second amongst Mormons. And by the way, this pretending Ron Paul doesn't exist for some reason has been going on for weeks.
A new Gallup survey showing Rick Perry running second to Mitt Romney, knocking down Iowa favorite Michelle Bachman to fourth.
Behind who? Fourth behind who? How did libertarian Ron Paul become the 13th floor in a hotel? Why? What's wrong with... He is Tea Party patient zero. All that small government grassroots business, he planted that grass. These other folks, they're just moral majorities in a tri-cornered hat. Ron Paul's the real deal, and Fox News should love this guy. But watch the disconnect between the debate moderators at Fox's Thursday debate and the debate audience.
Iran does not have an air force that can come here, just like we did in Iraq, build up the war propaganda. There was no Al-Qaeda in Iraq, and they had nuclear weapons, and we had to go in, and I'm sure you supported that war as well. Okay. It's time we quit this. It's time. It's trillions of dollars we're spending on these wars.
What's with the smirk and the eye roll? The guy gives it, the crowd goes nuts, and you do one of these. There goes crazy Uncle Ron, babbling about the unsustainability of multiple wars. Boop-boop. He's the one guy in the field, agree with him or don't agree with him, who doesn't go out of his way to regurgitate talking points or change what he believes to fit the audience he's in front of. And you're treating him like if this were Celebrity Apprentice, he'd be this guy. By the way, at the Ames, Iowa straw poll, Busey beat Huntsman 77-69. And even when the media does remember Ron Paul, it's only to reassure themselves how there's no need to remember Ron Paul.
Right now, live, right next to the bus behind us, Ron Paul is speaking. And seven of the candidates are here today. We have live pictures of Ron Paul, but you know what? We're talking about Sarah Palin, and we're talking about Rick Perry, the two people not in the race yet, Drew.
And guess what, Paul? If you get video of Sarah Palin or get a soundbite from her, bring that back to us. You can hold the Ron Paul stuff.
Right? Right? I mean, that guy, right? Right? We'll be right back.
Now, yeah, let me see. Sarah Palin, she's not. Palundi, he's gone. Ricky Perry. I hope he runs out of bullets in his gun because he's not done shooting himself in the foot. Herman Cain, 13-year mistress that just came forward. By the way, I saw her on the news this morning, and she was just really astounded. Yes, the relationship, it was just not, it was consensual sex for 13 years. And she didn't see what the problem was. Did anybody ask Herman Cain's wife if she had a problem with it? Do you see what the Republicans are putting forth? Yes, Obama, 2012!
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner.
IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous-based metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, and metal expansion and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate on itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphite. It also offers the tremendous benefit of being non-toxic. It is used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Back, you know, and I started to say before the last break, I was watching MSNBC this morning, and who the hell is the ex-Republican congressman that's on MSNBC? I can see his face. He sits there with that platinum blonde bimbo, and they try to do serious news with a straight face. And who did they have on? But this is Zbigniew Brzezinski. And then Alan Greenspan's wife, Andrea Mitchell. Remember, Andrea used to be just the reporter, you know, for NBC? Kind of. Zbigniew Brzezinski, he's one of the architects of the New World Order. There's Andrea Mitchell, wife of Alan Greenspan, that used to be the head of the Federal Reserve, which is the entity that's now killing this country and pretty much the whole damn planet. I'm looking at this and I'm going, whoa. So here comes little Ron Paul. Guy's running for president for the second time. And what is he getting? Well, he's getting the end of the stick, so to speak. And then it dawned on me. How is this being accomplished? Now, let me see. Rick Perry, Bilderberg. What was it? 4 weeks ago he jumped into this race? Or was it, it might have been as far out as 8 weeks ago. Yeah, I want to run for president of the United States. Oh, by the way, I saw the news clip of him on Jay Leno this morning, and they were going over his latest faux pas here about November 12th and, 21 and voting and all that stuff. I mean, Ricky, quit smoking the dope, dude. You know, jeez. Forget those mid-afternoon pot breaks. It affects the short-term memory. I mean, this is absolutely nuts. Crazy. So, I'm thinking about this morning. Here we got a country that's going down in flames. You know, it's like we have 30 million Neros running around fiddling so hard their violins caught on fire, and the country really is burning. Well, if not to add insult to Israel, I'm sorry, did I say Israel? Republican Jewish Coalition bars Ron Paul from presidential debate, saying he's too misguided and extreme. On Wednesday, the Republican Jewish Coalition will host a presidential candidate forum featuring Michelle Bachmann, Herman Cain, Newt Gingrich, John Huntsman, Rick Perry, Mitt Romney, and Rick Santorum. Not invited is the GOP candidate currently polling around third in New Hampshire, second in Iowa, and I think, let me check the poll numbers, I think he in the straw poll in Ohio came in first. But you see, he's not top tier. Paul, I don't know whether to get drunk, go blind, wind my wristwatch, or just give up the business of radio. Paul was not invited to attend the RJC's candidate forum because the organization, as it has stated numerous times in the past, they reject his misguided and extreme views. Now, this is what the RJC executive director, Matt Brooks, said. He's just so far outside the mainstream of the Republican Party of this organization, Brooks said. Inviting Paul to attend would be like inviting Barack Obama to speak. Really? Okay. Really? Was this like the comment of who was out there golfing? Might as well have been golfing with what? Netanyahu and Hitler or something like that? I'm looking at this and I'm going, really? The people are speaking. But then, well, there's more. Brooks gave a more detailed critique on Ron Paul back in May of this year. As Americans who are committed to a strong and vigorous foreign policy, we are deeply concerned about the prospective presidential campaign of Congressman Ron Paul. While Representative Paul plans to run as a Republican, his views and past record place him far outside of the Republican mainstream. Let me stop here for a second and digress. Please! Go read the original Republican platform. It reads as if Thomas Jefferson, or maybe even Mr. Washington himself, would append the damn thing. You know, and as I've been reminding big Republican cheerleaders and organizers in the states that I've visited, you know, you guys seem to have a branding problem here. What face do you want to put on the Republican Party? We've got... And you get a bunch of excitement, you know, they're ready to break out the confetti and the little, you know, plastic hats and whatever else. And, you know, I just look at them and say, you know, if you people are having a problem identifying who you are and what you are as a party, or at least trying to put a person out there to run for president, why don't you go back and read the original Republican platform and then pick your person from there? And I'm seeing talk of, well, you know, people are ready, you know, if the Democrats is more central or the Republicans are more central, you know, they're more apt to get voted for. Really? Seriously? You're moving us so far left, Mao or Stalin is starting to look conservative. How much further do you want me to move? I'm already at the edge of the planet.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
This is an important message from hempusa.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit hempusa.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid 3 times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
I wasn't even aware that there was such a thing of Republican Jewish coalition, because most of the Jews in this country are liberal, okay? Secular liberal, I might add. So, at any rate, this director, Matt Brooks, goes on to say here of his critique on Ron Paul, Paul plans to run as a Republican. His views and past records place him far outside of the Republican mainstream. Yeah, if you're talking about current-day Republicanism that looks no better than communism or socialism or any other kind of ism, I guess that's an accurate statement. His candidacy, he goes on to say, as we've seen in the past presidential campaigns, will appeal to a very narrow constituency in the U.S. electorate. Let me stop here again. When Ron Paul decided to throw his hat into the ring back in, what was that, 06, 07? And there was a little tea party, little demonstration down here of, guess where, Lady Bird Lake down here in Austin. And I call Austin folks Moscow on the Colorado. I won't even go into that. But the politics are a little bit left. Yeah, you go left so many times, I guess you come around full circle and you're actually going right. I don't know. But I was in that, and there was a big march down Congress Avenue, right from the Texas State Capitol. And I'm walking and talking with people that are in this little display of support for Ron Paul. Who am I talking to? People that used to support Hillary Clinton, or people that are going to vote for Barack Obama. And I would ask them why. And time after time, what I heard back from these people was simply this. He makes sense. If you listen to what he's saying, he makes sense. So, what does the mainstream media do? Well, let's just cut his time down so you don't get to hear what he's talking about. I don't know how much time he got in this last debate, but the one before this one, what did he get, 89 seconds? He didn't even get a minute and a half. So I guess, what are you going to let people hear? You know, Ron Paul, if we're electing presidents on how they look and how they walk and talk and dress, Ron Paul needs to send a cardboard cutout of somebody else in there to stand in for him. Because if you're not going to let the guy speak, how are people supposed to hear what he has to say? There's a simple answer to that, and you already know what it is. Let me continue here. Throughout his public service, I got to get through this Brooks thing. Gosh. Throughout his public service, Brooks says, Paul has espoused a dangerous isolationist vision for the U.S. and our role in the world. He's been a virulent and harsh critic of Israel during his tenure in Congress. Most recently, Paul gave an interview in which he voiced his objection to the recent killing of Osama bin Laden. Brooks added, We certainly respect Congressman Paul's right to run, but we strongly reject his misguided and extreme views, which are not representative of the Republican Party. And again, what Republican Party are we talking about? Which one? Are we going back to George Bush Jr. that had the CEO spot in Washington, D.C. for, what, 8 years? And from 2000 to 2006, 8 to 9 million jobs fled this country. This was before the damned recession, folks, / depression. And Georgie Porgy was still there in 07 when things really started falling apart in this country. Well, he termed out, let's have a new CEO in the Washington spot. And we know what that is. Barack Hussein Obama. By the way, on the killing of Osama bin Laden, somebody better tell Mr. Brooks that Osama bin Laden has been dead for years. And that is not a fantasy, folks. That is not a conspiracy theory. That's a damn fact. This whole stage play you saw a couple of months ago with our vaunted people going in and killing Osama bin Laden was a blatant, outright, in-your-face, because you don't know the difference, lie. What are they doing? Trying to transform our country into police state because of this evil thing called Al-Qaeda. They're hiding under your bed. There are people that are radicalizing people in the country. Oh, that's right. Let's do an appropriations bill for the military. Over $600 billion. And by the way, part of that is, guess what? More erosions of your freedoms and liberties. Now, if we suspect you, and watch the language carefully, if you are against the United States or threatening its security, guess what? You're a terrorist. We can grab you, throw you away like you're yesterday's news. And that is not a joke. That is not a damn conspiracy theory. This crap is going on, folks. But like I said, watching the morning news this morning, you would have thought everything was right with the world. No problem at all. So what's the extreme views? Over at the Huffington Post, Dovid Ifune, director of the Algeminer Journal and Gershon Jacobson Foundation. I'm not making this stuff up. They offer an explanation. Paul's position on Israel has been almost uniformly derided. Whilst claiming to be non-interventionist on the issue, he's routinely adopted Arab talking points on Israel, even comparing Gaza to a concentration camp. His isolationist mantra may appeal to a fiscal conservative, but in the real world, its implementation would create a global power vacuum that would likely be filled by supporters of Israel's enemies. Of course, the ADL has to weigh in on this issue as well. National Director Abram Foxman has perhaps unintentionally interesting take about Paul and his U.S. politics in Israel. This is what Abram Foxman said. He said, with the exception of Ron Paul, there's not much difference between the parties. And you know what? This is the first time I think I've ever heard Abe Foxman tell the truth. There's not a dime's worth of difference between Democrats and Republicans, folks. We just have more social engineers and crazies on the left. We've got just as many dangerous crazies on the right, getting us involved in all kinds of wars that, guess what? Well, they don't even have to have Congress declare the war anymore. We just have to have the president say, hey, we need to take preemptive action in the interest of national security. We can go anywhere, blow up anybody, kill anything we want, and that's just it. That, ladies and gentlemen, are the shades of a dictatorship. Now, of the eight candidates, David Frum says this. Of the eight candidates competing for the Republican presidential nomination, seven declared themselves intense supporters of the State of Israel, the sole exception, now notice the language, the sole exception being crank, no-hoper Ron Paul. Now, the writer of this, Matt Welch, says, I'm no expert on Ron Paul's Israel views, and I reserve the right to be outraged later by what I don't know now, but what I find interesting here is the name-calling to content ratio. And he says here, let's count it out. Name-calling, misguided and extreme, so far out of the mainstream, like Barack Obama, will appeal to a very narrow constituency, dangerous isolationist vision, uniformly derided, claims to be a non-interventionist, isolationist, different, and crank. Virulent and harsh critic of Israel, voiced his objection to the killing of Osama bin Laden, routinely adopted Arab talking points, compared Gaza to a concentration camp, would create a global power vacuum that would likely be filled by supporters of Israel's enemies? Now, looking at the five content items, they intentionally left a bunch of stuff out. Now, here's some of the qualifiers. Palestinians are virtually in like concentration camp. That's what he actually says. Now, does this, plus Paul's principal rejection of all foreign aid, his relentless espousal of blowback theory on terrorism, and his negligence allowing to appear under his name during the first Clinton administration, some newsletter conspiracy theorizing about, among other things, the 1993 World Trade Center bombing being set up by the Israeli Mossad, da-da-da-da. Well, I'm neither Republican, the writer says, nor Jewish, nor am I a member of a coalition. So the immediate event is not my call, though I do believe that dissonance is more illuminating than seven-part harmony. That said, this seems to be more of an attempt to draw boundaries around acceptable policy discourse than any act of concern that President Dr. Ron Paul would be actively anti-Israel or anti-Semitic. The fact that he is a political outlier on an effectively bipartisan U.S. foreign policy that has become increasingly expensive and unpopular strikes me as a count in favor, not against. And nothing Paul said at last month's largely grotesque American Enterprise Institute foreign policy debate struck me as more objectionable than Mitt Romney's grovel that his first overseas trip as president would be to Israel. Some other bullet pointed observations and gratuitous commenter bait. The New York Sun editorial board, not known for its unfriendliness toward Israel, defended Paul both from charges of anti-Semitism and foreign policy insanity last year. And here's how quickly Paul's anti-interventionist rhetoric can be turned into charges of anti-Semitic arguments, courtesy of, say, Ben Stein. slightly less inflammatory accusations from David Horowitz circa March 07. And thanks to a commenter on this thing, Mr. Horowitz, David Horowitz, on his show this February, said this about Ron Paul. He says, Ron Paul is a vicious anti-Semite and anti-American, and conservatives need to wash their hands of him. Some Republicans tried to bar Ron Paul from all debates back in May of 07 on grounds that his overall foreign policy views were just so far off the wall and out of whack. Really? Going into the Middle East, killing 1.5 to 2 million people, that's not extreme? What threat was Osama bin Laden, the manufactured CIA asset, was he to the United States? The supposed leader of Al-Qaeda. I got a clue for you here, folks. Al-Qaeda didn't blow up the Twin Towers on September 11, 2001. But yet the media let people believe that they did exactly that. We're on the hunt. Remember George Bush coming? We're on the hunt. We're going to go get them terrorists. And many people are not yet ready to accept the fact that September 11, 2001 was nothing more than a very jazzy, showy, expensive psyops, a false flag operation. Now, you may not be there yet on that, but I would urge you to put that in the back of your mind for later reference. Because as we climb down this rabbit hole, we're going to lead you to places that you're going to want to run screaming from, because we're going to hit you right smack in your face with the God's honest truth. And if you can't handle that, just move to Russia right now. Go move to China. Go vote for Newt Gingrich, for God's sakes. Go polish Rick Perry's shoes. Go tell these people what great Americans they are when they're all involved in one thing, the destruction of this damn country, your country. By the way, here's Paul himself talking to then-reasoner David Weigel in May of 2007 in response to charges of anti-Semitism. Paul's position on Israel has been almost uniformly derided, whilst claiming to be non-interventionist on the issue. Oh, wait a minute. I already did that one. Back up here. Here we go. Yeah, you're getting the point here. I mean, they're scared to death of this guy. We've been waging wars illegally and unconstitutionally for years. We are in Afghanistan right now, folks, guarding their poppy fields, which, by the way, the Taliban wanted to destroy. The opium and heroin trade, a good portion of what is involved in that trade worldwide, guess where it comes from? That's right, Afghanistan. And we have U.S. soldiers guarding those fields. You want to doubt that? Turn the radio off. Go put your head back in some dark, dank place that's been, and don't crawl out again, because you're not going to like it. So all of a sudden, the new boy on the block couldn't get any traction with Sarah Palin because she's an airhead. Michelle Bachmann's not ready for prime time, and they know that. Ricky Perry, he's running out of digits and feet to shoot. Herman Cain, well. So who's the favorite now? Oh, it's got to be Newt Gingrich. Fox has adopted him like he is the second coming of whatever. You want to know who your Mr. Contract with America is? This guy is a globalist. He is part of the elite. He is here to meld this country into the global governance scheme. And this is not fanciful. This is not over the top. This is not off of the plate comments that I'm making. This guy is a globalist. A little bit about Newt when we get back. Very little, I hope. Jeez. Can, like, one of his ex-wives come and neuter him or something? 800-313-9443. We're going to get into more news and information today. But I just had to cover this today because I'm really sick and tired. And when I get back, I'm going to tell you the reason why Ron Paul is being treated this way.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-4121. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-4121. Again, 1-888-246-4121.
Are you concerned about the quality of your drinking water? If yes, we want to introduce you to the new ProPure stainless steel water purification system. ProPure systems available in two sizes are economical, convenient, easy to use, and provide reliable water purification just about anywhere. ProPure systems come with the latest water filter technology. The ProBlack D-domed water filter elements are the result of years of research, design, and development, and are good up to 3,000 gallons each before replacement. Easy to clean, trouble-free. The ProBlack D water filter elements may be the best yet. Concerned about fluoride in your water? ProPure offers add-on fluoride filters. ProPure water purification systems. Easy to assemble and are backed with free technical support and a 2-year warranty. Visit us at www.propureusa.com. That's P-R-O-P-U-R-U-S-A.com. And check out our holiday special or call 1-800-544-3533 for a dealer near you. 1-800-544-3533.
All right. Look, Gingrich, Mr. Nudie, was fined $300,000 at one time by the House of Representatives for ethics violations. He was originally charged with 84 ethics violations in that scandal. He's been divorced twice, now on his third wife. He's known to have numerous affairs. He doesn't have anything on Herman Cain. He's a longtime member of the globalist organization, Council on Foreign Relations. And if you new listeners out there don't know what the CFR is, That is the sister organization of England's Round Table. Specifically, one mission and one mission only. To roll the United States into global governance. End of story. Also a 33rd degree Mason. And before I get any calls from you Masonic Blue Lodge people out there, hold on a second. If you're 32 degrees and lower, just sit down and relax. Because you're not one of the illuminated ones yet. You're not in the inner circle. Once you get to that 33rd degree Masonry, guess what you get to discover? Go read Mr. Pike's book, Albert Pike's book. If you think you're a good little Mason, you better educate yourself. Because Morningstar, you're taught to believe that, oh, well, these little organizations, you know, the little Shriners and all that stuff out there, well, you know, we're just business people and we belong to the club and most of us are Christian and everything else. Guess what happens when you get to the 33rd degree? You want to find out who your real God is? Morningstar. Lucifer. Go read the damn book. I'm not making this stuff up. This guy, he jumped from being a Lutheran to a Southern Baptist. Now he's a Roman Catholic calling Pope Benedict Holy Father. His true religion is more likely occultism, as he is said to have attended the 2004 annual Bilderberg New World Order Conference. By the way, there's your other globalist organization to make sure that we have a one-world government. But remember years ago, folks, anybody that's talking about that? Well, these are just conspiracy theorists. And all the while, they're setting all this up. Hello? Hello? You won't ever hear the mainstream media talk about the Council on Foreign Relations, Trilaterals, Bilderbergs. They won't talk about these people's association, and they damn sure ain't going to tell you what the association or what these organizations are really for. Any more than you would expect them to hear, say, positive things about Ron Paul. And by the way, Mr. Gingrich has no sympathy for the 99% majority of Americans and was a major player in ending America's comprehensive welfare system during Bill Clinton's presidency. Well, there's Newt Gingrich's estimated net worth is estimated to be at least $7 million with an annual income of almost $3 million. How does that happen? Does the ex-Speaker of the House, is that... That must be one hell of a retirement package. Yeah. So Newt's one of that 1% of the wealthiest Americans recommending big tax cuts for the wealthy so they can employ more. I'm not going to jump into that argument. This is just somebody's observations here. But they've got a credit line for his third wife, Callista. He's got $1 million credit line and expensive, exclusive jewelers, including Tiffany's. And apparently, Callista had bought hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of luxury jewelry, which did little to help anybody else, but sure makes her look damn good. And I'm sure Newt, being 68 years old, he's not run out of steam yet. He's probably already eyeballing wife number four.
The next